KX93.5. That's a local musician, John Troy, on Laguna's Only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. Will you still get to your news this morning and also what's going on this town this weekend in town, thanks to Lisa Farber from Laguna Beach Vibe. But right now, I'd like to welcome all the guys from the band DeLorean in studio. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for dragging yourselves out of bed at 8 in the morning on a tour date. It really means a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
We just talked to the guys from Until the Ribbon Breaks, who are opening for you tomorrow night at the Orange County Observatory. You guys are playing the Constellation Room. How's the tour been going so far? A couple weeks in the same tour bus with a bunch of guys. How's it been?
Yeah, the tour's been great so far. Well, like, a few of us got sick, as you know,
right.
Pete said. And we had pretty bad weather, but besides that, the shows were good. You know, New York was great, Washington, D.C. too.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the cities were good shows, so.
Yeah, you've seen one of our worst snowstorms in United States history over the past couple weeks, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it out.
We're privileged.
Yeah. And you guys are from, originally you're from Spain. So I know you did South by Southwest a few years ago, and that's kind of how you got into the U.S. scene maybe a little bit. But how is the how have you been received over here versus the Spanish crowds?
Well, we've been playing in Spain for a lot of years, and well, there's a lot of people that follow the band because we've been around a few years now. But I guess we're more settled in Spain, whereas in the United States is something that we're still working on.
Right.
So... yeah, there's always new things happening in the States, whereas in Spain, as I said, we're all like, everything's more, you know, settled already.
Sure. So. How important is it to you to build a fan base here in the electronic genre? I mean, how important is the U.S. in that sort of music?
I think it's very important for us. It's one of the countries that we like the most, one of the countries that where our music is best received.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, it's a territory or a country that we would like to keep working on.
Right.
I mean, we're very happy here.
Now, I think I read you guys started by doing maybe a lot of remixes and DJ sets at Spanish clubs and stuff like that, right? Yeah. So how did that eventually translate into making your own music and writing original stuff?
Well, I think that all of us, we've been playing since we were 14 in different bands. And when DeLorean started, so... we were like more pop, but at the same time we wanted to do, we wanted to mix it with electronic influences. So we started to get in really deep into electronic music and DJing and stuff. So everything has been going by the hand, in the same way,
right?
Evolving.
And I assume on stage you have a pretty big. Extensive setup of electronic devices and things like that that give you the sound that you have.
I think it's pretty well balanced.
Yeah.
The amount of classical instruments that we have and the new, you know, samplers and all that. It's still a pretty, you know, it's a live show. It's not, we don't get on stage with laptops and a bunch of samplers. I mean, there's real drums, there's real guitar and bass and stuff.
Right.
And it kind of feels like a live band, like the old way.
Right.
But there's also, of course, because the records, we made them, you know, using all electronic techniques and stuff and devices. So we use samplers and keyboards to bring that to the live show.
Yeah, I think DJs get a lot of criticism these days in the U.S. because they stand up there with a computer and they press a button and then the show happens. So I think it's cool that you bring a lot of live element to it also. Cool. The guys from DeLorean in studio with us right now, they have a show tomorrow night at Orange County Observatory at the Constellation Room with the guys from Until the Ribbon Breaks, who we just talked to. We're going to start with Destitute Time and play it live right now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that before we throw it on?
Well, this is the first single that we put out. It's one of the songs that we like the most on the last record. Cameron Mesiro from Glasser, she sang the main hook and the backing vocals on this one. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of the special songs, and
cool.
Hope you like it.
Awesome. Destitute Time from DeLorean right now on KX93.5, again, tomorrow night at Orange County Observatory. That is a track by DeLorean called Destitute Time on KX93.5. It's from their latest album, Apar, which came out last year. How was my R roll? Was it okay?
It was good.
Thank you very much. DeLorean's here because they're playing a show tomorrow night at the Orange County Observatory with Until the Ribbon Breaks. So I wanted to ask you guys, because you played a lot in Spain, why did you write songs in English?
I don't know. It happened naturally. As we were growing up, all of our influences were from English bands and American bands. And I don't know, we just like, we knew how to speak English and stuff, and like to the ear, it just like felt more, you know, natural or more musical,
right,
to do it in English. We would like to sing in Spanish or Basque, you know, sometime. But as DeLorean, I think, you know, English has, you know, become the main language, and I don't think we'll change it.
Right, and you're obviously influenced by American pop culture, being that your show is named after a car in Back to the Future.
That's it.
Right,
yeah.
So you must be big fans of the series.
We're Americanized.
Yeah, you had to be with a name like that. I will ask you, though, I studied abroad in Spain. I was in Salamanca for like 3 months. Do you have a favorite tapa, a favorite Spanish tapa?
Do you guys have a favorite tapa or?
Yeah, pulpo.
Pulpo's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, we're big fans of the octopus. Yeah.
Good tortilla de patata.
Or just a classic good tortilla de patata.
And people in America are very confused when you say you want a tortilla, because here a tortilla is what you put in a taco.
Tortilla.
Right, but a tortilla in Spain is almost like an omelet.
Yeah. It's an omelet, actually.
It's like a flat omelet.
A flat omelet with potato.
Do you miss your cuisine when you're here in America? You don't find a lot of Spanish restaurants.
No.
We don't need the Spanish restaurants, I think, but...
I don't know. I think we don't miss it because there's so many different kinds of food here.
Right.
I mean, each state has its own, you know, specialty, and that's great. But yeah, sometimes it's a little too, you know, things are a little too heavy here.
Sure.
Food-wise. So yeah, we sometimes wish that we could go back to normal in terms of eating.
Right. But, well, I'll recommend a nice light breakfast place for you before you get out of here.
Yeah, breakfasts are pretty hard for us to deal with because in Spain we usually have very little light breakfast.
Right, and then a really big lunch.
You know, a croissant yeah. and a coffee. And here you guys, you sit down and eat as much as, you know, as you can.
That's why you guys are all skinnier than we are. You're much more in shape.
Maybe. I mean, let's keep it like that.
Yeah. The Vandalorian in studio. Again, tomorrow night at Orange County Observatory. They are with Until the Ribbon Breaks, who we had on a little earlier. Tickets still online at ocobservatory.com. Where can people grab the album Apata that came out last year?
It's on iTunes, and they can also go to True Panther Sounds Records, the website, and you can buy the vinyl there.
Cool.
It's on iTunes and it's on the main, you know, digital stores. So
both you and Until the Ribbon Breaks did a vinyl issue of your album. I think that's very cool. Is it the same? You just guys wanted a physical, can hold in your hand copy of it kind of thing?
Yeah, we all like vinyl. We all like, you know, as Pete said earlier, we like having the you know, the object in our hands. And our label always makes vinyl. So I don't know. We didn't overthink you know, the fact of making vinyl much, but
right.
But we like it, and we like people having it, especially.
Cool. We're going to do one more song from you guys before you get back on your tour bus this morning. The song Unhold. Want to tell us about that?
Yeah, another special song. You guys want to talk about it? Well, it's a song that...
Nope, nobody does.
No, this is one of the... It's a song that it's sung by Caroline Polacek from the band Chairlift. We had the instrumental and the vocal line was made out of sampled vocals, you know, pitched up vocals that we edited on Cubase, and it was a very tricky melody, and we wanted someone to sing it and to put some lyrics on it, so we talked to Caroline Polacek and she did an amazing job singing that, you know, weird and kind of like unnatural sounding melody, and we were very happy with the result, pretty proud of the song.
Cool. This is Unhold by the band DeLorean now on KX 93.5. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
We'll catch you at the show tomorrow.